بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم, and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. It's just gone 10 minutes past 12 Central African Time. You can send in your messages and your recipe requests to 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, plus 27-84-786-3132. I hope that you are in the best of health and you're enjoying the show. Okay, so let us begin our first recipe. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Our first recipe is for a peri-peri chicken. Recipe for a peri-peri chicken. So what you're going to need, you're going to need one chicken cut and washed and drained. One chicken cut, washed and drained. Thereafter, you're going to marinate with 1 teaspoon of salt. Two teaspoons of crushed red chilies. Two teaspoons of chili powder. Two teaspoons of red ginger garlic masala. Two teaspoons of Mexican spice. Two teaspoons of Calcutta Portuguese spice. Two teaspoons of Calcutta grill dust. Two tablespoons of Nando's peri-peri sauce. Two tablespoons of Steers peri-peri sauce. Two tablespoons of Nando's garlic peri-peri sauce. Then you're going to cook this in butter. Thereafter, you're going to boil the 2 tablespoons of butter. You're going to boil 2 tablespoons of butter, 2 tablespoons of mayo. 2 tablespoons of Steers peri-peri sauce. 2 tablespoons of Steers peri-peri sauce. 2 teaspoons of Mexican spice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon of dried parsley, 1 teaspoon of dried parsley. You're going to pour over the chicken. And then you're going to cook. And then you're going to pour 1/2 cup of fresh cream. Simmer on low. Then you're going to garnish with a chopped dhania. And if you want optional, you can add in some fried potatoes. And that was the recipe for your peri peri chicken. Our next recipe that comes in is for Lahori steak. Lahori steak. So you're going to need 1 kilo ram steak strips, 1 kilo ram steak strips, 2 teaspoons. You're going to marinate with 2 teaspoons of ginger and garlic, red ginger and garlic masala. 2 teaspoons of red ginger garlic masala, 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of salt, 2 teaspoons of crushed chilies, 1/2 teaspoon of arad, 1/2 teaspoon of arad, 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of tomato sauce, 2 tablespoons of chili sauce, 2 tablespoons of chili sauce, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 2 tablespoons of lemon juice, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper, 1 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 teaspoon of black pepper. You're going to cook until it's done. You're going to cook until it's done. Then you can pressure cook for 40 minutes, around 40 minutes. So for your stir fry in the butter, you're going to need 2 onion rings. 2 onion rings. Robot peppers sliced. Robot peppers sliced. And then you're going to add this to the steak. You're going to add this to the steak. Then you're going to simmer and serve with sides of your choice. You're going to simmer and serve with sides of your choice. And that is the recipe for the Lahori steak. Then our next recipe is for a Chinese steak. So you're going to marinate 1 kilo washed and drained steak pieces. 1 kilo washed and drained steak pieces with 2 tablespoons of mayo. 2 tablespoons of mayo. 2 teaspoons of ginger and garlic. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of pepper. 1 teaspoon of pepper. 1 teaspoon of ground green chilies. 1 teaspoon of ground green chilies. Cook until it's tender. Cook until it's tender. You can pressure cook it for 30 minutes. Pressure cook it for 30 minutes. Stir fry 1 in 100 gram butter. Stir fry 1 in 100 gram butter. 1 sliced onion. 1 sliced onion. 1 big green pepper. 1 green big pepper. Then you're going to add it in the cooked steak. Then And you're going to mix together 2 tablespoons of apricot jam, 2 tablespoons of apricot jam, two tablespoons of soy sauce, 2 tablespoons of soy sauce, 1 tablespoon of maizena, 1 tablespoon of maizena, 1 packet of tomato sauce, 1 packet of tomato sauce. And you're going to add to the steak 1 cup of water. You're going to add to the steak 1 cup of water. Then you're going to simmer till it's thick. You're going to simmer till it's thick. Then you're going to serve with rice. You're going to serve with rice or garlic naan or fries. Then you're going to serve with garlic, you're going to serve it with rice or garlic naan or fries. And that was the recipe for a Chinese steak. That was the recipe for Chinese steak. Don't forget those numbers that you can send in your messages is 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. So our next message that comes in is for butter dal. Butter dal. So what you're going to need, you're going to if number one, you're going to wash in hot water a few times 1 cup of split pea dal. Wash in hot water a few times 1 cup of split pea dal. And then you're going to boil until it's soft. You're going to boil until it's soft. You're going to boil until it's soft with 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder. 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric powder, 1 pinch of coarse salt, 1 pinch of coarse salt, 1 few cloves of garlic, 1 few cloves of garlic, 1 pinch of hing, 1 pinch of hing, and 1/2 tomato. 1/2 tomato. Depending on the dal, this can take up to 40 minutes. This can take up to 40 minutes or so. But you can use a pressure cooker to speed this up. You can use a pressure cooker or a Thermomix to speed this up. After the seeds have popped, add 1 sliced onion to the oil. Add 1 sliced onion to the oil together with the 2 sprigs of curry, 2 sprigs of curry leaf, about 3 dry chilies. And let the onions cook. Next, you're going to add in your dal. And 1 pinch of more turmeric. a pinch of more turmeric, if desired, salt to taste, about a quarter cup of boiling water, and mix well. Let it cook until you have achieved a good consistency. Not too thick or watery. Then you can adjust accordingly with boiling water. Lastly, you can add about 2 to 3 tablespoons of butter. You can cook for another 5 minutes. And then add in fresh coriander. Serve with rice, salad, pickles. This dal is great. It is a great addition to other dishes, but also perfect on its own. So this is the recipe for the butter dal. Just going to check with the Molana. You coming on? 10 minutes. 10 minutes. Jimona?
I just need 10 minutes.
You need 10 minutes. Okay, inshallah, then we're going to go for a break. And when we return, inshallah, then we can continue, inshallah. So that was the recipe segment, inshallah. It's gone 27 minutes past the 12 Central African time. We're going to go for a small and a sheet break. And inshallah, thereafter, we will continue with our segment that we have from 12:30 right up to 1 p.m., inshallah. But you have, if you have any suggestions or the, if you like us to do anything on our show, you can send the messages on 084-786-3132, international overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
अब सब की जुबानों पर बातें हैं सहाबा की, अब सब की जुबानों पर बातें हैं सहाबा की।
किस शान से कुरान में
کس شان سے قرآن میں شان صحابہ کی، کس شان سے قرآن میں، کس شان سے قرآن میں شان صحابہ کی. اب سب کی زبانوں پر، اب سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں ہیں صحابہ کی. خود آقا نے فرمایا میرے یار ستارے ہیں، خود آقا نے فرمایا میرے یار ستارے ہیں، ہم سب کے لیے رہبر، ہم سب کے لیے رہبر راہیں صحابہ کی، ہم سب کے لیے رہبر، ہم سب کے لیے رہبر راہیں سب کی زبانوں پر، اب سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں ہیں صحابہ کی. ہر مومن کے دل میں، ہر مومن کے دل میں یادیں ہیں صحابہ کی. ہم ان کے تقدس سب کچھ لٹوا دیں گے، ہم ان کے تقدس پر سب کچھ لٹوا دیں گے. یہ خون بھی ان کا ہے، یہ خون بھی ان کا ہے، جانے ہیں صحابہ کی. یہ سب کی زبانوں پر، اب سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں ہیں صحابہ کی. ہر مومن کے دل میں، ہر مومن کے دل میں یادیں ہیں صحابہ کی. چھنگوی سے لدھیانوی تک دیکھو، جھنگوی سے لے کر تم لدھیانوی تک دیکھو، یہ سپاہی صحابہ کے، یہ سپاہی صحابہ کے فوجیں ہیں صحابہ کی. سپاہی صحابہ کے، یہ سپاہی صحابہ کے فوجیں ہیں صحابہ کی. اب سب کی زبانوں پر، اب سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں ہیں صحابہ کی. ہر مومن کے دل میں، ہر مومن کے دل میں یادیں ہیں صحابہ کی. وحید صحابہ کی حجت مدح صحابہ کی، ہر محفل کی زینت، ہر محفل کی زینت مدح صحابہ کی۔ اب سب کی زبانوں پر، اب سب کی زبانوں پر سب کی زبانوں پر باتیں ہیں صحابہ کی۔
مرکز صحابہ، the voice of اہل سنہ والجماعہ۔
مقام نبی تو مقام نبی ہے، صحابہ کی خاطر بھی ہم جان دیں گے۔ مقام نبی تو مقام نبی ہے، مقام نبی تو مقام نبی ہے، صحابہ کی خاطر بھی ہم جان دیں گے۔ مقام نبی تو مقام نبی ہے، صحابہ کی خاطر بھی ہم جان دیں گے۔ ہتھیلی پہ سر کو لیے پھر رہے ہیں، ہتھیلی پہ سر کو لیے پھر رہے ہیں، امانت ہے ان کی بسد شان دیں گے۔ مقام نبی تو مقام نبی ہے، صحابہ کی خاطر بھی ہم جان دیں گے۔ قسم یہ عنایت ہے ان کی، خدا کی قسم یہ عنایت ہے ان کی، نہ مر کر بھی ہم ان کا احسان دیں گے۔ خدا کی قسم یہ عنایت ہے ان کی، نہ مر کر بھی ہم ان کا احسان دیں گے۔ مقام نبی تو مقام نبی ہے، صحابہ خاطر بھی ہم جان دیں گے۔ مقام نبی تو مقام نبی ہے، صحابہ کی خاطر بھی ہم جان دیں گے۔ فرشتوں سے پوچھو مقام صحابہ، جو معراج کی شب تھے دربان سدرا،
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
20 minutes to 1 Central African time, and this is our discussion segment. It's been a while since we had our beloved Hazrat Maulana Zayed Khan, Damat Barakatuh. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Haji Suleiman.
Hi, Maulana.
Alhamdulillah.
So nice
well.
To hear your Mubarak voice. You know, last week, I think 2 days, you weren't with us. You know, we started one topic and we stopped after that. Well, yesterday I was discussing with a few friends of mine, right? And the topic on zakat came about, right? They say, why can't or why doesn't the communities help other Muslims who are in difficulty, financial difficulty? Why is it always that these people who are, we call them middle class to lower average income, that they have to resort to going to such organizations for zakat hampers, for zakat parcels? And you know, why can't our community as a whole find out, like, listen, let's go to, instead of embarrassing the people and telling them that, you know what, you must come stand in a line in the street to collect, right? Instead of doing that, rather go to them and say, listen, boy, or how's things at home? Just a simple question, you know. Sometimes a person may not be comfortable in opening up because of the embarrassment. They say, you know what, I'm earning a certain amount. I'm just living hand to mouth. And now for him to go to another person, he feels like this embarrassment, you know? So why can't a person who's well off, right, can go to a next person, know the plight, call them one side privately and say, listen, boy, how's things at home? Is things okay? He might say, yeah, you know what, alhamdulillah, shukr, I'm carrying on. Because that is the mentality that some of the people have adopted, that, you know what, they must say, you have to wakkal in Allah. We say, alhamdulillah, what Allah has given me, we've got a roof over our head, we make shukr and carry on. But, I mean, if a person has children as well, Mawlana, that father or that mother doesn't want their child to go through the same living conditions as what they went through. No?
Jeez.
It's something that we can...
It makes sense, because remember in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, as well as coming down the ages, there wasn't always organizations in all of this. So people physically would have to go to those people personally and address them. But now, because of, I don't know if it's lack of concern, or the first question we have to ask is are people paying their zakat?
That's another thing.
Because if every single person was paying their zakat, we wouldn't have Muslims who are hungry. But unfortunately, many people, Allah forgive us, Allah forgive the ummah, Allah guide us all, we are under the impression that, you know, you pay, some people, one person said to me, if you pay taxes, that's zakat is paid. That's zakat. They don't have the understanding of what is zakat. And unfortunately, like I was saying earlier this morning, my sister was in Canada, when I speak to her, then they say that, you know, just to find someone to give, we're not even speaking about zakat, just to give someone food that is exceptionally good, but we haven't eaten it as yet, or we want to share it with someone. You can't find people like that. You can't find, because in their homes, there's no domestics. It's too expensive to have a domestic. So what do they do with all of this? They say, if you're driving past the home, you can leave an office desk, which is like an office desk like this one, or in your, that is exceptional, it's good condition, you can leave it out on the streets. It will just stay there. Nobody will come there. If you go to a poor person, or he looks poor, or you thought he's poor at least, and you said, here's something for you, he said, no, I don't need this. That's how difficult it is to even get rid of, or you just have some extra leftovers sometimes. And this is what we should look towards as well, and address as well, inshallah, soon. Leftovers, or something that is good, but our presentation. And we can discuss this today, that as you've touched on this here, our presentation, when we are addressing people who are in need of zakat, those people may feel that sometimes it's just better just to go to an organization and get it done like this, because of the harm and the pain that is caused through people that they mention it to others. So all this has to be in place. But as you've mentioned, why not? Why don't we ourselves go to these people? And firstly, starting with in our families. You start within your family and you see, are there people who are suffering, or maybe they're not making it through to the end of the month? The other day we were reading this article where how many people just in South Africa alone, where they just have sufficient money to make it to that last day. So today is the 19th of November. So 25th, everyone has their gaze on the 25th because there is payday for most. So that 25th, many people just make it there. And they also had a percentage of how many people make it, but they've already spent all their money.
Mulana, I have to cut you off like that.
No problem.
And I was just thinking about something. You know, it's sad to say, Mulana, our people especially, na? This Black Haram, Black Friday thing that's coming. People will stand in the queues from what time to get things. Okay, fair enough, you want to get your household appliance, household necessities, right? But how many people come out with other haram things, Mulana? Nah? Because you want to get it at a 50% discount. I think Mulana can back me up when there's a saying or a hadith. I'm not too sure whether it's a hadith or it's a saying, that something with the effect about your pots rattling, make sure your neighbor's pots are full before your own spoons rattle. Something to that effect.
I haven't come across a hadith like that, but there
probably an Arabic saying or a proverb.
But there are hadith, many hadith, which speaks about the neighbor and the concern for your neighbor to also, whether he's a Muslim or non-Muslim. These are avenues for us. We have a Hindu neighbor. And, you know, I'll just say this, and I think it's the right place to say it. Sometimes he's searching. He's got an English Quran. He's searching. And he asks me some relevant questions. Sometimes I said, anytime you need to. Just yesterday, out of goodwill and good relations, he gives things to our children, meaning like, you know, crisp or something of that sort. So sometimes we have interesting discussions, and I like invite him towards Islam, but not putting pressure, because you can't, there's la ikraha fid din. There's no, you can't force someone to accept Islam. So you give them that time. So I have to say this, you know, sometimes we look at, he's a Hindu, right? He, the other day he told me, and I'm not sure if I've mentioned this previously on this particular program. He told me, because I saw him at the hospital with an old lady, and he was taking, helping the, her off the car and taking her in the hospital and everything. So I met him, then I asked him, that old lady, is she some family of yours or what is it? He said, no, this he adopted some parents, he said. So I said, what do you mean you adopted parents? You can't adopt parents. So he said, no, what he means is he's sponsoring these people. He takes care of all their needs. So it's a couple. So the husband was in hospital. So he took the wife to go and see her, to see him, in fact. So I'm just saying that, see, sometimes these actions, you know, that famous incident, a Hindu person, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just before death, before the angel of death came, he granted this person the tawfiq to say the kalima. What was the action? That this person was at, they were together with him and his son, the father and the son. And the son, you know, son, children, they don't really bother, or someone's fasting or something. Never mind children, adults also. So the son didn't worry about the fact that it was a Muslim who was fasting. So the father gave him a smack and he said, how can you do this? You're eating in front of someone who's fasting. I've said this previously in our previous organization that we worked at. A Hindu lady, our manager, she, when it was the month of Ramadan, she would go stand in the kent, she would not eat around me. And these actions, it leads a person to accepting Islam. If you know that shameless woman, but had given that dog water from her sock. People say, but how would you give water from a sock? It's possible. A leather sock, we've seen the other day in Palestine as well, how motivating it was, wasn't it? That this Palestinian, he took dirty water and he's now filtering it with no machinery or anything, but he took bottles. I'm not sure if you saw it, Suleiman. It was Al Jazeera carried the article. So he cut these 2 liter bottles in half, and then he put material connecting one to the other. A strange concept, but it worked, and the water was dripping, and it was dripping as pure water. So we see all these avenues towards goodness. And as you said, Brother Suleiman, to be worrying about our neighbors. If you see Islam, what is Islam? Islam is from one to the next, from one to the next. Yes, when batil is clear, you cannot enter that vicinity or that area. You should stay away from that. But on these avenues, your neighbor's not a Muslim, we supposed to be showing them what is true Islam. But the fear is, I'm not practicing myself, so I'm now, how am I going to present it to the next person? Brother Suleiman, before we end this program, there are parents, believe it or not, there are parents whose children want to change for the better. They want, you get these, okay, these situations. They want to change. And the son goes to Darul Uloom and he is now, you know, positively influenced by the Ahadith Mubarakah, the Quran Sharif, the teachings, everything. And he wants to change his life, he wants to practice everything according to Sharia. But the parents now feel threatened. They say, hey, my son is going to come and he's going to throw away the TV. Better we wean him off this spirituality. So see what's our goals in life. That's where it boils down to. Just to mention then, about this, helping the neighbors, showing kindness to them, and helping your family members, those who are suffering. Maybe it's not zakat that they need, but maybe it's just that extra boost that they need. I had one cousin, he passed away now, but I remember this, his first salary that he earned, he went to my granny and he said, this is for you. And he gifted it to her. And it was his habit, and a few other family members now, they've carried on with this, with other people as well, where they give a portion of their wealth to those who are in need. Start with our family members, those who are in need of zakat, those who are in need. You've got extra. And don't feel that by giving this, that my money is going to decrease. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, Allah increases sadaqat. And when it comes to riba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreases it. If you come when you apply our secular mindset, what will it tell us? It will tell us, riba, what in this sense is, where you are the earner of riba. Riba in all sense, in all senses of the word, is harmful to your iman and to your wealth as well. So, but if a person, he says, okay, you know what, I'm borrowing you this money, he says to me, I'm borrowing you this money, but you have to pay me back double. So it seems like he's getting back double. He's borrowing me 1,000 and I must give him back 2,000 rands. So they, if you calculate it, it's 1,000 rand extra. But the beauty of the Quran Sharif, it doesn't go according to our logic. Quran Sharif is amazing. When you give, Brother Suleiman, you saw someone, he needed 500 rands, you gifted it to him. Of course, we must say and take precaution. We've seen with different messages over the past few weeks, WhatsApp messages. Sometimes it's people that you know and they're asking for wealth, but that account was hacked. So we should be aware of this. But Brother Suleiman saw someone, he said, here's 500 rands for you, and you can pay me back. Or he even says afterwards, I make you maaf for it. In this transaction, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you such wealth thereafter that you won't imagine it. And I've seen this through people's experience. They give, but Allah then rewards them in this world and gives and gifts them so much more. So that is just our message. Interesting discussion from addressed by Brother Suleiman. Esop, Allah grant me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakallah khairan, Mulana, for those pertinent advice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept and give us all the tawfiq and the hidayah to practice on the amal and what you have just said with regards to zakat and giving out charity. And also, it's one of the fundamental pillars of Islam. You know, it's one of our five pillars of Islam that we need to keep on focusing on. But Mawlana, Jazakallah khairan for your time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you fi dini wa dunya wal akhirah. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Jazakallah khairan once again, Mawlana.
Jazakumullah khairan. And to all our listeners as well, make dua for us. Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's gone 4 minutes to 1 Central African time. We'd like to say Jazakallah khairan to the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the midday show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isub, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 1 p.m. Bi amanillah, ma'a salama, salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are. Please.